You're listening to the Burn Youth Podcast. We hope this message encourages and challenges you to live for Jesus. Let's get into it. Look at this beautiful panel of youth leaders we have here tonight. Come on, put your hands together for them. We got Tegan down here. We got Sophie over there. We got Charlie over here. And we got Isaac over there. Actually, we have every hub represented here tonight, which is just such a fantastic thing.
This is a very cozy couch, not gonna lie.
It's a little bit very... Who's got their physical Bibles here tonight? Does anyone have a physical Bible? Okay. I'm going to come down with a Kit Kat. And if you got a physical Bible, I'm not talking about your phone. I'm talking about an actual book. Then you're going to get a Kit Kat. Here we go. And you know what? I'll even let you eat it inside the auditorium. Just don't tell Pastor John and don't put any chocolate on the chairs or the carpet. But you are amazing.
Oh.
No, you can't have one. So, we're not going to do this every week. But we want to encourage you to bring your Bibles to youth group because it's super important. Yeah, grab a couple. All right. Now, tonight is all about... Body parts. Now, don't freak out. You haven't walked in on Dating, Relating and Mating part 3. We're not talking about actual body parts. Tonight, we're really talking about the body of Christ. Okay, now let me put this in context. At church this month, our theme, our topic for church this month is all about gifts of the Spirit. And you're going to hear a little bit about God's gifts that he's given all Christians and how we use those gifts in the body of Christ. I'm not going to go into too much detail because these guys are going to explain it. So let's start with Tiggy. Teeks.
Hey.
Tonight's called Body Parts.
Yes.
And we're talking about the body of Christ. What does that weird saying, what is that weird line, body of Christ, what does that mean?
Yeah, cool. So the body of Christ is an analogy. It's an analogy for how the church operates. So pretty much just like our bodies are made up of different parts, so too is Christ's family. As followers and people of Christ, we make up the church. The body of Christ signifies unity. It signifies oneness among believers, each with different roles and giftings that they bring. And Jesus is the head of that body. So in Romans 12 verses 4-6, it says, just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. So basically in this verse, Paul is speaking to the Jews and the Gentiles in this book of Romans because they had differing beliefs on who actually gets to be in the body of Christ, who actually gets to become a Christian. And so Paul is writing to teach them that no matter what, their differing ways of how religion worked, that Jesus made a way for all people to receive God's grace if they wanted it, if they seeked and looked for it. Because of this grace, it meant that all believers could now be a part of this one body. Cool. 1 Corinthians 12. I love scripture, so I'm just going to feed it to you. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 12 to 14. The human body has many parts, but the many parts make up the whole body. So it is with the body of Christ. Some of us are Jews, some of us are Gentiles, some are slaves, and some are free. But we all have been baptized into one body by one Spirit, and we all share the same Spirit. Now, the way that you receive or enter into this body of Christ is many of you would have responded to an altar call prayer at the end of a message, maybe on a Friday night, where you were asked if you wanted to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life. And upon praying that prayer and believing in your heart that he is Lord, that is when you were then filled with the Holy Spirit, which the Corinthians verse is talking about. And this Spirit brings gifts, it brings talents that are specifically for you. Just as we mentioned before with the body having different parts, Christians have different gifts, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And these gifts are used by God as the hands and the feet of the body of Christ. And just as our brains communicate with our feet to move, so do we need to listen to God to know how we should use and apply our gifts. Think about it in terms of your family, right? You might have different roles. People have different personalities. Maybe there's a specific chore that you're in charge of. I know in our house, if you cooked that night, you didn't have to clean up. The sad part is I hate cooking, so I'm always on cleanup. Maybe it might be in your job if it's not in your family. Often you might have a specific role that you're responsible for accomplishing. I used to work in a cafe as a barista, and one morning, I was on to open the store. I was on to unlock the doors and get everything ready for the day. And I arrived nice and early. I was all prepped in that regard. But I broke the key in the lock as I was opening the door. Uh-oh. I'd failed at my one job that I was given for the rest of the staff to be able to get their jobs done. Our milk guy couldn't come in and put the milk away. We had to throw out a lot of milk that day. Our chefs couldn't cook. The wait staff had no one to wait on. And most importantly, there was a lineup of angry, caffeine-deprived business people at like 8 a.m. in the morning. And I was like, this is the worst day of my life. But I tell you this to say that all parts make up the body are connected. No gift can function completely without the others. And we'll learn more about that in a little bit. But we are all given something to use to contribute to the family in accordance with one another, to be used with one another. So that is the body of Christ.
That's awesome. Yeah, so I guess like when you become a Christian, you don't literally become Jesus's elbow, right? In that sense, the body of Christ, it's a metaphor, right? It's a picture, and we all metaphorically become a body part of Jesus. So, you know, we all have, just like the body, each, you know, the hand has a function that's different from the foot, and the brain has a function that's different from the nose. Yeah, great, right. So we've all got a part to play. We've all got a role to play. And like you were saying, Teagues, with the family, you know, each family member, you know, they've all got different roles, some greater than others, but all just as important. And, you know, yeah, like you said, with your workplace, you know, if someone doesn't pull their weight, it affects the whole body. It affects the whole group. And so you guys as Christians, I don't know if you knew this, but when you gave your life to Jesus, you became part of a global body of believers, a global body of Christ, and you actually have a part to play. Just because you're not a preacher or a pastor or a missionary off, you know, in another country, you all have a part to play. God's given you a role and a gift that you can use for His glory and for the good of the church. So, talking about gifts, right? So, we've got a role to play, and because we've got a role, we've been given a gift to work out that role, right? Isaac, can you tell us a little bit, like, what are our gifts that we're given? What's that all about?
So when we get accepted into the body of Christ, we all get a gift called a spiritual gift. Okay. So I'm a big fan of tennis, right? Specifically, I'm a big fan of, like, grown adults running around, grunting, chasing after a yellow fluffy ball, right? That's
okay.
That's it's just kind of
weird, but okay. Too much information.
It's just entertaining for me. And in 2018, Serena Williams, she lost in some. Oh. She lost to Naomi Osaka in some grand final. And in doing so, she smashed her racket, like, on the floor. And you know what I found out yesterday?
What?
That racket sold for, Hamish, it sold for $20,000.
Flip.
$20,000. That's so much money.
I don't have that money.
Like, $20,000 is a lot of money. Okay. And see, the thing is, tomorrow morning, I could wake up, and if I smash a racket on the floor,
it's not going to be.
No one's buying that. No one's buying that. I'm not selling that thing.
I'd buy it.
Right? But because it was Serena Williams, right? Because of who broke it. Because of who broke the racket became valuable. Right? Another way, like, you can say it is, because of who the giver is, the gift becomes valuable, right? So because of who the giver is, your gift becomes valuable. So we're talking about spiritual gifts for the next few minutes. There's three passages where Some of them are listed, Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12, and Ephesians 4. Really quickly, I'm just going to list them. Prophecy, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, mercy, wisdom, discernment, knowledge, faith, miracles, healing, tongues, and then apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And there's more as well. But what are spiritual gifts?
What are they?
Right? So they're gifts leading to, they're gracious gifts leading to miraculous results all through the influence of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
So the Holy Spirit gives these gifts.
Right.
Okay, that's the first thing. The Holy Spirit gives these gifts. And like I said before, when you become part of this body, you get a welcome gift,
yeah.
Right? It's a spiritual gift. But why? Why do we get them?
Yeah.
The reason is we are to use these gifts to build the kingdom,
yeah.
To build the church,
yeah.
And to use them for God's glory.
Yeah.
Right? To use them for God's glory. This determines the role that you play in his church. Like Hamish said, not all of us will be missionaries in a different country. Not all of us will work in a church. But every single one of us, if you have believed and accepted Jesus into your heart, you have a gift and we're called to use it. And this is something that I'm really passionate about as well, because like Pastor Hamish and Meg and all your hub leaders, we're really passionate about young people using their spiritual gift, using their spiritual gift, playing their role, playing their part in the body of Christ. I'm going to tell you guys my spiritual gifts. I think one of my spiritual gifts is prophecy. And that's just a fancy word for basically telling forth of what God has to say. In a specific situation. Now, there's no way to say this without it kind of sounding a bit weird, but sometimes I've been playing piano for a while and for youth and on Sunday, and sometimes I just feel like prompted to play a specific melody and it kind of just like happens. Like it just comes. It's not like, I don't like lose control or anything, but it just, I get prompted by the Holy Spirit and then it kind of just comes out.
Yeah.
Right? So that's the outworking of my gift of prophecy.
Wow.
Right? So it's not these like super spiro, like kind of creepy, weird things.
Right.
They, more often than not, they're actually just things that you're naturally good at with the Holy Spirit's influence.
Wow.
With the Holy Spirit's influence. So I encourage you guys, as a youth ministry, what stuff are you guys good at? What stuff are you naturally good at? And that's a good starting spot. To find out what your spiritual gift is. So
sure.
I'm going to read that list again. And now maybe one of these will click. Maybe you'll be like, oh, this thing I do that everyone says is really crazy that I do. So there's prophecy, there's serving, teaching. Pastor Meg has the gift of teaching on her life, encouraging, giving, leading, mercy, wisdom, discernment, knowledge, faith, miracles, healing, speaking in tongues. And the Holy Spirit also gives people to be apostles, evangelists, prophets, pastors, and teachers. So to finish up, what's important isn't like which gift you use, and I think Soph will talk about this more in a sec, but actually using the gift is important. And above all, because we serve the same God, right? We're all on the same team. The unity of the church is what's most important. We're many parts of one body. That's what's important.
Mm.
Now, these spiritual gifts aren't just talents. They're not just things that you're good at.
Right.
There needs to be a supernatural outworking.
Yeah.
There needs to be the Holy Spirit.
Right. Yeah.
That's what's necessary. And so to determine whether this thing that you have is a spiritual gift or not, the question to ask, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit works to glorify Jesus.
Yeah.
So does the spiritual gift glorify Jesus?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I want you guys to think for a second right now as you're listening to the remainder of this message. I want you to think for yourself, what could my spiritual gifts be? What is something that the Holy Spirit has given me that I can use to help the church and to glorify him? I think of Nathan, right? Nathan Weekly, where are you, mate? Yeah. I reckon God's put a gift of serving on your life, man. Just because, and like there's probably more as well as we see you grow in, you know, into an adult, right? But right now I can just see a gift of serving because no matter what it is, any situation, you're always just like, yep, I'm there. You know, whether it's glamorous, whether it's behind the scenes, whether it's not so glamorous,
like this guy just has a heart of serving. And I believe 100%. That's a gift that the Holy Spirit has given 100%. Him to glorify God and to help the church. And he's been doing that. And so just like Nathan's identified that in his life, I wonder if you can identify a gift that God has given you that you can use for his glory. Amen. Now, keep talking on this topic. Sophie, I want to ask you, how do we stir up these spiritual gifts? How do we kind of activate them and start using them? You want to talk on that?
Right, yeah. So as Isaac was like saying, gifts are like a part of the calling on our lives, and we need to be diligent in using that gift that the Spirit does give us. So I just wanted to read really quickly 2 Timothy 1:6-7. It says, yeah. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying of my hands. For God gave us a spirit, not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Awesome. Right. So I need a volunteer really quickly. Like just, yeah, Ruben. Nice. I've got, I've got a gift for you. If you just wanted to like maybe take a seat on the stage in front of us, facing everyone or facing us, up to you, and just like start unwrapping that gift as I'm keep talking, right?
It's like Christmas morning.
Yeah. So in this verse, right, the key words that like really speak to me are fan into flame, right? So we need to fan into flame the gifts which God has given us, that's within us. So like Isaac was saying before, we all have a sort of spiritual gift that God has given us. It's wrapped pretty well. Hey, Meg did that. So we're supposed to be using this gift and utilizing this gift. And so when you think about it, everyone's been to sort of a campfire, right? So when there's a fire, the flame starts out super small when it's on sort of wood. And then as more air gets fanned into it or blown into it, it gets larger and it grows, right? And this is what it's like when we practice our gifts, when we utilize our gifts. And then when you light a candle, I'm sure everyone's seen a candle before, when you put a lid on top of it or cover that flame or use I think there's a thing called a snuffer that you use to kill the flame essentially, it dies because it has no more air. Right? And this is what it's like when you exist with your gift. You know that it's there, but you're just like, yep, God, thanks. That's a cool gift. I'll just sit with that. Wow. Right? You don't actually utilize it. You don't come to youth and serve if serving's been put upon your life. You just sit at home and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to be at youth. I'm just going to sit here and watch, right? Now, I gave Ruben a really fun gift to open. It was cool. It was nice, sparkly packaging, right? But the gift doesn't really live up to its potential because it's not useful or fun until he opens that gift and assembles it and uses it and utilizes that gift, because at the moment it's just a box, right? You can take that gift with you.
Come on, put a hand together for Ruben.
Right? So not only does Ruben need to open the gift like he did, take off the shiny packaging, but he also needs to utilize the gift that he's been given, right? Our gifts require practice and they need to develop over time, and we need to actually choose to unwrap them and put them together and practice using them, because gifts, they aren't useful to anyone or anything if they don't make it out of the box, right? Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Now, you know what? I was just thinking on that. I was thinking, okay, so We know that we're all part of the body of Christ, right? Yeah. And we've all got a role to play, and we've all been given a gift to use. Yeah. What happens if you feel like you might not have a gift or a role that's as important as others? Right. Say, for example, I'm sitting here and I'm one of you guys, like a student, and you're looking up at Pastor Hamish and you're thinking, oh, well, Pastor Hamish, he's got a gift of pastoring and a gift of teaching, and he's got the big serious gifts. I probably only have like little insignificant gifts. Charlie, what would you say to the person that might be thinking or feeling that right now?
All right. Well, first off, I just want to say each one of you has been given a purpose and a gifting, because each one of you is valuable and important in the eyes of God.
Amen.
Amen. I want to start off with Jeremiah 1:5, and it talks about how, let me grab it, Oh, no, I didn't have it. Yeah, you find it quickly. I took it out for some reason. Oh, no, that's because I wrote it down because it's in a different version. Let me read my notes.
That's awesome, Charlie.
Okay. So it says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. Now, like that little last sentence is just about Jeremiah's calling as a prophet for all the nations back in the Old Testament. Yeah. But that little snippet right in the middle, just I set you apart and anointed you. Yeah. That's that can be applied to each and every one of you in this building right now. So I just want you to remember that and hold on to that because he's made you different right from the get-go. Right. Like, no one else can do what you do. I'll have that back, thanks, Isaac, because we're getting into another verse. in Psalm 119... Hold up, I can't read because I'm dyslexic. Psalm 139, there we go. Verses 13 and 14. I've got a little sticky note so I can find it quickly.
I love all the scripture, man. It's great.
Yeah, scripture's good. It's good to back up the scripture because you know it's true.
Yeah.
What did I say? 13 to 14. We can back that up because it says it again. And when the Bible says it again, it means it's important. Yeah. For I formed you in... I can't do it. Yeah, here we go. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb.
Yeah.
I praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well.
Right.
How good is that?
Yeah.
That's just like sweet honey to your ears. It's beautiful.
Yes.
Like, I just can't get over the fact that he's set you apart and that each one of you is different.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool because he's put you different because if you're all the same, and he puts you in the body of Christ, it won't work.
Right.
It says in 1 Corinthians 17 to 21, which I've got more verses of. Woo-hoo-hoo.
Wow.
I'm flying through this. So, let me go down to here, 17. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were a head, where would the sense of smell be? Like, what would it doesn't make sense. But as it is, God arranged the members of the body, each one of them, as he chose.
Yeah.
He put them there for a reason. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I do not need you. Nor to the head, to the feet, and nor I have no need for you. I can't read, so that's okay. We'll get on to that. But to be a strong, functioning body, we all need to celebrate and support each other in our giftings.
Yeah.
So rather than being jealous of what somebody else has, be grateful for what God has given you.
Yeah.
Be faithful for the little that he has given you. Because I remember it might have been church or even just at youth. In the Bible, there's the servants with the money, and one got given 4,000, one got given 2,000, one got given 1,000.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So the 4,000 and $2,000 guys, they went and doubled their money, and they came back, and the master was very pleased with them. And then the one guy who only got very little, $1,000, he came back, he buried it, and he was ashamed of what he'd done because he hadn't done anything with it.
Yeah.
Like, if God has only given you one or two gifts, be faithful with that and grow it because he will multiply and give you more. I'll use myself as an example. I haven't been able to speak in tongues. So when I was a kid in youth, we'd have altar calls and come up to the front and we'll fill you with the Spirit of God and you guys can speak in tongues and be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And for me, I think it was always just a mental thing, but I just couldn't get over that hurdle of just opening my mouth and random fish language coming out. But to me back then, it was just what
it
the heck is going
random.
On? It was,
yeah.
I had no idea. So,
yeah.
I don't kick myself around about it because I have other giftings and abilities that many other people don't have.
Yeah.
And so I praise God about that. Yeah. But I'm still part of his kingdom, still part of his body, all the same as anybody else. Yeah. So I just want to finish with Romans 12. I'll get this on my phone because it's in a different version. But it just puts it in a different way, and I like it. It's 6-8. I think Tegan touched a little bit on it, but I'll just continue on. In his grace, God has given us different giftings for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak as much as your faith is willing. If your gift is serving others, then serve them well. If it is teaching, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging to them. If your gift is giving, give generously. And if God has given you the ability of leadership, then take that responsibility seriously.
Yeah.
Because that's a dead serious one. That, like, if you're a leader, you're at the top. You're in charge of other people. Like Megan Hamish, you guys are leading a bunch of kids into the kingdom of God, and that's a big responsibility. So I thank you guys for that. Yeah, like just as to finish, just don't waste your gifting because, like as Sophie said, if you just leave it in the box, that's no good to anybody.
Yeah.
It's just a pretty box. So, like just, yeah, use your gifting. God's given you something good, so why waste it?
Come on. Come on. How about we put our hands together for our panelists tonight? Hey, I want to pray for you guys tonight. So can you actually bow your heads, close your eyes, and actually can you put your hands out in front of you like you're receiving a gift right now? Everyone's going to have their eyes closed, so don't worry. It's not weird. And I just want you to imagine, like some of you might not know what your spiritual gift is. Some of you might have felt like you haven't received it yet. I tell you right now, it's already inside of you. But we're going to pray that the Holy Spirit can highlight what it is to you, can show you what it is. So imagine you've got this gift in your hands. Dear Lord Jesus, I just pray for these young people, Lord. I pray that as they stretch their hands out and as they put faith in action, Lord, as they start following you more and more, Lord, I pray that right now you just show them what that gift is that you've given them. It might be a gift of prophecy, you know, speaking your words into people's lives. It might be a gift of teaching, you know, teaching people about Jesus. It might be a gift of encouragement. Maybe they're so good at just encouraging people and speaking life into them. Maybe it's a gift of serving. Maybe they just want to get their hands dirty and just do whatever to make church happen. Whatever gift you've given them, Lord, I pray that gift comes to light right now. Lord, I pray that when they go home tonight, they read those scriptures. They read those 1 Corinthians and they read Ephesians and Romans 12 and 1 Corinthians 12 and they pray and ask you, Lord, show me my gift. Show me the gift you've entrusted me. And Lord, I pray that they're like the 2 servants who had the larger talents. I pray that they're like the servants who faithfully use the gift that they're given. Lord, I pray that they don't keep it in the wrapping paper, that they open up their gift, Lord, every single young person, that they open up their gift and they use it to glorify your name. Lord, we are all created uniquely. Every single person here is made special. Every single person here is given a gift and a calling and a purpose that is unique to them, Lord, and you love them. You saw them in their mother's womb and you formed them. You know everything about them, Lord, and you love them, Lord. And I thank you for that. And everybody said, amen. Amen. How good is God, hey? He's good.
Thanks for tuning in to the Burn Youth Podcast. To stay in the loop, follow us on Instagram @BurnYouth. See you next time.